A viewing party at Ucluelet's Black Rock Resort was fired up as the town watched two of its fiercest entrepreneurial dynamos slay their pitch and score a mint deal on CBC's Dragon's Den. Robin Mayer and Monica Scott of Mint Cleaning were the first to present in front of the Dragons during November 14's episode and shone so brightly that a bidding war took off with three competing offers. They had asked for $400,000 for 10% of their company and wound up accepting exactly that from Dragons' Michelle Romano and Brian Scudamore, who also pitched in a $400 line of credit. The episode was filmed on May 13th, and since that time, Mayer and Scott showed some dragon flair themselves, telling the Westerly News that they were able to negotiate that offer up to $425,000 for the same 10%, though with just Scudamore as Romano proved to not be a good fit for Mint. "Brian is amazing," Mayer told the Westerly after the show's airing. "Unfortunately, we didn't go ahead with Michelle. We just focused on Brian. He is such an amazing guy and such a good business person and so purpose-led and our values align. We are so excited to take that deal with Brian and see where and how we can grow the business. We're still in talks, but I think the future is looking awesome with him." She suggested Romano was pushing for faster growth than she and Scott were comfortable with. "Unfortunately, with Michelle and her team, it just wasn't a good fit. It didn't feel right," Scott said. "Personalities didn't align as much as we'd hoped, whereas Brian and his team speak from the heart. They're so sweet, they're so kind." Romano seemed to be the prime target for the Mint team while the Dragons wrestled each other in a bidding war during the show. Manjit Minhas was the first Dragon to place a bid, offering the exact $400,000 for 10% deal the Mint cleaning team had asked for, and her offer was then matched by both Arlene Dickinson and the Romano Scudamore team up, which originally asked for 12.5%. "As soon as Manjit said, 'I'll give you a deal,' we were just relieved," Mayer told the Westerly. "It was smooth sailing from that point. As soon as we got a deal, offered, we were just like, okay, we're good. We didn't fail miserably." Scott visibly teared up after the first offer. "Once they started fighting over us, I just had this overwhelming feeling of, oh my God, they're fighting over us. This is happening. Are we actually this good?" she said. "This overwhelming moment I remember just took over me and I ended up crying a little bit." Romano suggested she could help the business grow its online, direct-to-consumer potential, but Dickinson said the company should focus less online and more in-store. "I have a very different view of your business," Dickinson said, noting about 54% of Mint's business currently comes from in-store sales. "I don't think of it as an online play." She suggested that while Mint products are currently available at over 200 stores, she could get them into 10,000 or more, and reiterated her belief that focusing on the online, direct-to-consumer model would be a mistake. This led to some playful banter between Dickinson and Romano, who thrives in the direct-to-consumer space. "Come on, she took a dagger through my heart," Romano laughed. "The only mistake you could make is going with Michelle, that's what she said." Dickinson offered $400,000 for 10% as well as access to a $400,000 line of credit, prompting the other two bidding parties to add that same line of credit as well. Scudamore then seemed to jump ship from Romano's offer and said he would join Dickinson. "I have huge respect for what you bring and you're going to change the world with this," he said to Mayer and Scott. Mayer and Scott remained focused on Romano, though, and asked if she and Scudamore could take 10% for $400,000, and the Dragons agreed, securing the original deal. Scott told the Westerly that while Mint's segment on the show lasted for about 9 minutes, the actual pitch and negotiation took about an hour. "It's a lot more chaotic than it shows on TV," she said. She added that she and Mayer believed at the time that Romano's vision for the company was more aligned with their own than Dickinson's. "At the time going into it, we really wanted to expand our online sales, our direct-to-consumer DTC, and that's what Michelle is notorious for, growing companies online. Whereas Arlene is more retail, so getting you in box stores and stores across Canada and the US," she said. Our vision for our business is more online direct to consumer, so that was our decision with Michelle. That's her whole jam, so it was kind of a no-brainer for us. But Arlene is so sweet. I felt really guilty. That was really hard. It was a crazy, crazy moment trying to decide between all these amazing offers and people. Mare agreed and said Dickinson's view of pushing the in-store presence didn't sit right. We just disagreed with her, she said. We love that feeling of building a community, which I think you can do more so by having that online direct to consumer. That's our goal and our vision for our business. It just comes down to values. I think our values aligned with Michelle rather than Arlene in terms of where they wanted to take our business. Mare and Scott's vision for their business has been impressively bang on so far, as they laid out in their pitch that led to the dragons climbing over each other to snag a piece of it. They became business partners 7 years ago, launching a cleaning company together after meeting at a mom's group in Ucluelet. We went from BFFs to business partners the next day and started a cleaning company that became an overnight success, Mare told the Dragons. The motivation to launch a product line of effective, natural plant-based cleaning products came after they both suffered the effects of the products they were using. After years of using harsh chemical cleaners all day, we both began to get very sick, Scott said. I actually ended up in the ER with an asthma attack and an X-ray revealed that I had scarring on my lung, Mare added. That was a wake-up call. Scott suggested the eco products they tried either didn't work or were just plain greenwashing, so the pair set out to make their own. We hid our kitchens and got to work. With our cleaning company as our testing ground, we whipped up batch after batch of products, fine-tuning recipes until they were nothing short of magic, and that is how Mint Cleaning was born, Mare said. The pair added a trivia game to their pitch, which Scudamore won in a sweep of the answers. Scott told the Westerly they went with the game show format to show the uniquely fun character of their business. Part of our whole thing is educating people about toxic cleaning products. It was just our way of showing what we're about. We're not just a cleaning product, we're standing out from the rest, she said. We like to keep things light and fun, and I think cleaning can be serious and depressing to people, so it was our way of standing out. Our social media accounts are fun, cleaning is fun, our products are fun and easy to use, and bringing that lightness that we bring to our social media and showing that to the Dragons was important. After the trivia, the mood turned to business with the Dragons firing off questions about Mint's profits and ability to stand out in a crowd. Scott noted the company has a huge online community and following, and its social media channels include educational tools. Mare explained the all-purpose cleaner is Mint's highest-selling item, costing about $3.60 to make and retailing for $14. She said Mint cleaning products are in over 200 stores across Canada and America, and about 46% of the business is online, adding that the company racked up $2.5 million in sales in 2023 and is on track for $4.4 million this year. We've been profitable every single year, she said, adding after paying themselves a $90,000 salary each, the business makes about a 12% profit. That's so impressive, Dickinson responded, noting Ucluelet is a tiny town on the west coast of Vancouver Island with a population of about 2,000 people. There's such a great lesson here that a good idea can be started anywhere in this country. Several Dragons mentioned Ucluelet, expressing a fond familiarity with the picturesque tourist town, and Scott and Mare were both thrilled to give their community some solid exposure. I was so happy they brought up Ucluelet, and I was really happy they aired that because they did talk about it a lot. Robin and I always say we'd be nowhere without this community. Ucluelet really took us off. Everybody in the community supported us right away, Scott told the Westerly. We always are first and foremost so grateful for Ucluelet. I was so happy that they talked about Ucluelet on there. I hope it's motivating, like they, the Dragons, said for other entrepreneurs. You don't need to be in a big city center to start a business. We actually think it's better to have the small town community support behind you. Mare agreed. It's just amazing to represent Ucluelet and put Ucluelet on the map. That was definitely my favorite part of the show when they mentioned Euclulit, she said. Like Monica said, our whole value of our business is building a community and having that support, and there's no better place to do that than Euclulit. The team is now focused on working with Scudamore to ramp up Mint's distribution capacity on the mainland, though both Scott and Mayor are steadfast about staying in their home community no matter how big a success their business becomes. "We'll always stay in Euclulit. We're not going anywhere," Scott said.